world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs. You need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. Myasthenia gravis. Have you ever heard of this? It's basically muscle weakness. And typically, signs of this condition is drooping of eyelids. You may have like one eyelid that's not opening all of the way. Or you could have trouble talking, problems with walking upstairs, lifting objects, facial paralysis, difficulty breathing because of muscle weakness, difficulty swallowing or chewing, hoarse voice, double vision, fatigue. Now, what the medical doctors say is this is an autoimmune disease, and one of the things that they will want to do is remove the thymus gland, because this thymus gland is associated with this condition. And what will happen if they do that is they won't be able to activate their T cells, so they'll lose about a third of this person's immune system. And you have about a 25% chance that this surgery is actually going to work. Now, when they say something's autoimmune, what they are saying is that the body's immune system is attacking itself. In this case, they're saying it's attacking the nerves that control these muscles. And they say this because they find these antibodies in these places where they say it's autoimmune. So like rheumatoid arthritis, they'll find antibodies in the joints. But let me explain it this way. If every time you drove past a house fire and you saw a fire truck there attempting to put out the fire, does that mean that the fire trucks caused the fire? Because that's what the medical doctors are saying. Just because the antibodies are there doesn't mean that they cause the problem. Now, typically, if you have a so-called autoimmune disease, this is a result of a leaky gut where a food particle has gotten into your bloodstream and your body's created this thing called a CIC, a complex immunochemical, and this chemical ends up depositing in places in your body. Who knows what place it'll go to, and if it happens to get stuck in the thymus gland, and your body's going to respond to it in that area. However, Dr. Wallach says this isn't an autoimmune disease. It's merely the inability to grow, maintain, repair connective tissue, and it's usually accompanied due to malabsorption of nutrients. And it's interesting how these two fit together, because typically when you have a malabsorption of nutrients, you are intolerant to gluten, and gluten has damaged your intestine. So either way, whether it's leaky gut or damaged intestine due to a gluten problem, you still got the same problem, and the solution is the same thing. You have to give up the bad foods. In this case, typically includes foods that contain gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. You also want to give up the fried foods and oils in the bottle, because these cause inflammation in the body, and not macro-inflammation, micro-inflammation. And you probably want to keep a diary of all the foods that you eat and try to connect symptoms you have, connecting them with foods that might be causing a problem. And in addition to doing that, add a bone and joint pack per 100 pounds of body weight, because this is going to support your connective tissue. Typically, a 150-pound person will need to take 15 glucogel capsules. That's one of the products in the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. 15 glucogel capsules a day, 5, 5, and 5, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner. And don't think that you can just get by just taking the glucogel caps. You have to take the Healthy Start Pack with the glucogel packs, because in the Healthy Starter Pack, you have other supporting nutrients that make the glucogel caps work, in particular vitamin C and the other vitamins. In addition to that, add in a bottle of Youngevity's De-Stress. This contains extra B vitamins, and these will help metabolism of muscle and nerve endings and connective tissue. Also want to add one bottle of selenium per 50 pounds of body weight, not exceeding 4 bottles a month. And selenium is excellent when it comes to muscles and nerve health. Typically, when somebody has a cardiomyopathy heart attack, it's because they're selenium deficient. And you can see in that case how selenium is important for the heart muscle. So what's important for the heart muscle is going to be important for all of the muscles, which is why I recommend Ultimate Selenium. Also want to add in a bottle of Smart FX, because this will give you extra dose of DHA and EPA, omega-3 essential fatty acids, and these are the raw materials to help make neurotransmitters, which is going to be helpful in this case since we're having a combination nerve and muscle problem. So that's about it. Give those supplements a shot, because these are the nutrients that your body's going to need to maintain its structure and function. And also, on another note, Christmas is coming up, and I know you love your family and visiting with them, but you may not love coming back with a illness that you picked up at a family gathering. To combat that, Youngevity's got a product called PureWorks Foam, and it's an antibacterial, antiviral foam. It's kind of like a hand sanitizer, but it's better than a hand sanitizer, because normally the normal hand sanitizers are alcohol-based. So as soon as the alcohol dries of that hand sanitizer, the effectiveness of that sanitizer went away with its wetness. So as soon as it dries off, it's not going to work. Youngevity's PureWorks is different than alcohol-based, and it can last for several hours after you put it on your hands. So you put your foam on before you go into your family gathering, and then you don't have to be concerned about who and what things you're touching at the gathering. It also makes a great Christmas gift, because your family members aren't going to like getting sick at family gatherings either. And it's also good for if you happen to be visiting family members in hospitals, because hospitals are a death trap when it comes to infectious diseases, because everybody who's sick goes to the hospitals, and you think hospitals are a sterile environment, but a lot of people get sick, get infectious diseases from just going to the hospital. And this would really be helpful, because 2.2 million people get infected with an antibiotic-resistant bacteria, and of those 2.2 million a year, 98,000 die. Now, we here at Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast know how to deal with infectious diseases if we do get them. However, I think we both agree that it's better to not get them in the first place. And the PureWorks foam is a great way to prevent picking up illnesses in places that they might be. So this is Brian Showalter signing out, and we'll see you next time.
To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes, and you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easy Way LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.10I.